are aiming to put every major infrastructure project on a public dashboard so everybody can go online, track our progress, hold us accountable, make sure things are coming in on time, on budget. Well, we need Congress to work with us on these issues. It doesn't mean they're going to agree with us on everything. I guarantee you they will have more than enough to disagree with me about. But let's not fight on something we all know makes sense.
Bridges in the news again. This time, it's not Chris Christie blocking lanes or being accused of it. The president slams Republicans for the problems with the bridges. He says the lack of action to repair roads puts our economy in peril. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. He said the $3.9 billion replacement for the Tappan Zee Bridge is one way to illustrate a fast-track system that he initiated. He said he cut the permitting time from 5 years to 1.5. Wow, are we actually talking about cutting red tape, or does it have something to do with something else? The president's backdrop was actually there at that bridge, and that's why he was boasting about that along the Hudson River. It was part of his week-long focus on infrastructure building, and he really pushed that without congressional action, the Highway Trust Fund, which is the umbrella fund used to pay for infrastructure projects, is going to run dry. And he said, you know, look at Europe. They spend double what America does on roads and bridges. China spends four times the U.S. amount on its public works. And he says, we can't watch the top-rated airports and seaports or the fastest rail lines or internet networks get built somewhere else. And the reason he was at Tappan Zee is because of the reason I said how quickly that bridge is going up and how much red tape was cut there. Republicans say that Obama was hypercritical for claiming credit for the expedited process while he has yet to decide the fate of the proposed, ready for this, Keystone Pipeline from Canada to Texas. He drags that out and Republicans say, there's your jobs right there. That's a shovel-ready infrastructure program. Do you know that it's been sitting there for 5 years? 5 years. That project has been on the board, but hasn't gone anywhere. So that's where we start. There are a lot of other places that we're going to go on this hour of America Tonight, including some very big news, because many of you, we say America Tonight is like the buzz in your backyard, but many of you were upset about what happened in South Korea with the ferry that sank and the mostly high school kids who died because the captain abandoned ship and the crew didn't help them, and then it was too late. The boat had capsized and that was it. And they talk about the reason that happened is because they had too much weight on that boat. So now the story is the captain and the three crew members have been charged with murder. And in that country, they haven't had the death penalty, but they're eligible for the death penalty. They could possibly get that once they go through the system. The ferry sank back on April 16th. 281 officially died, 23 still missing. But most of those passengers I mentioned were the students on that special trip. And the captain, the chief engineer, the first and second mates could face the death penalty if they're convicted on the charges. 2 decades since they've had capital punishment. People are furious. There's a big outcry for it to happen, a big outcry. And the captain, remember, defended his actions right away, right afterwards, saying he hadn't evacuated passengers because the rescue boats weren't there and the tide was strong and the water was cold. Boy, they would have been better off to jump in the water with a life vest on than to sink in that boat with no chance and abandoning ship, just the crew and the captain just leaving. And passengers were told not to move and to stay in place as that boat listed. That was the big problem, and good for South Korea for charging them with murder. I think they should be charged with murder. We'll see where it goes if it ultimately ends up, if they end up in a jail cell or they end up with the death penalty, or they walk away from it. Who's to say that that won't happen? The International Space Station is still a big question mark because we're paying $60 million to hitch rides with Russia to get there. Russia announced the other day, to the shock of the United States, that they're going to leave the International Space Station by 2020. And the Russian Deputy Prime Minister also says that Russia wants to redirect its attentions elsewhere, but they're not really fond of this role with the U.S., that they're willing to cut that role. So NASA is in a bit of a quandary because they're counting on that cooperation in space. It's really been one of the hallmarks of U.S.-Russian relations, even during the Cold War. But the past 13 years of continuous presence on that International Space Station has made a difference there. So the history of cooperation is fraying. It's not looking good. Private industry filling in the gaps by ferrying cargo in low Earth orbit. And NASA, of course, has awarded some big contracts to SpaceX and Orbital Science Corporation. So SpaceX may just have to find a way. By the way, the United States, Russia, Europe, Japan, and Canada are mostly the countries involved in the operation of the International Space Station. But NASA's going to end most of the activities with Russia. So that was a big story and continues to be a big story, because where are we going to end up when it comes to space? What's going to happen in the near future? There are some alternatives, but are those alternatives going to be ready to kick it into high gear? And the answer is they have to be, if we're going to get anywhere, or we're going to be stuck. And we're not going to have a way to get there. That was the joke about the trampoline. Just let the Americans bounce on the trampoline and find their way up into space. And Bravo, they've appointed a new aide to oversee the VA review. They're looking into it. Thank goodness. Because I think they need to look at the treatment delays and preventable deaths at the Phoenix Veterans Hospital, and for that matter, put some other VA hospitals on notice. We now learned of some of the specifics of the deaths of some of the 40 people, and three of them at least were because of suicidal thoughts. They couldn't get help and eventually committed suicide, which is so, so tragic. On the Hill, they'll be testifying and talking about it coming up on Thursday. I'll meet you on the flip side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, April 21st, 2014, gold opened at $12.98.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.46, $6.73 for a half ounce, or $3.36.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.46, $6.73, and $3.36.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Is rattling around across this great country. I think the biggest war of words has to be over Hillary Clinton's concussion. Karl Rove says his words about Clinton's concussion were twisted. Boy, it made huge news. Talk about lasting over and over again for a couple of what we call news cycles. It certainly did that. Rove appears regularly on Fox. He was on Hannity's show and he said, "Do I think she has brain damage? No. She had a concussion and a blood clot. That's serious." Rove says he doesn't think the concussion and blood clot near her brain that resulted from that fall back in December 2012 is going to be a big issue in the campaign. He says it's a minor thing because there are bigger things that are going to dominate the campaign. But boy, the New York Post headline blared. Karl Rove, Hillary may have brain damage. But then you got deeper into the story and it talked about, was she there 30 days? What happened? We need to know what's up with that. And then talking about the timeline, she returned back from a trip from the Czech Republic. She had a virus. Then, because of that illness, there was another trip that was canceled. Then she couldn't testify on Benghazi and it became big fodder when he threw it out there. It was like raw meat to the lions. And the conversation was pretty interesting. And whether or not she was faking back in 2012, the conversation was she faking injuries to avoid testifying on Benghazi? And now it's, is she too sick to be president? And Bill Clinton is loving it. He's coming up with all kinds of jokes and punchlines to relate to what Karl Rove said and said she's completely fine and quicker than she's ever been. One of the things that will come up is health because of her age. I mean, that's going to be a subtle factor. Maybe not right in your face, but it is a subtle factor for sure. And it depends on who runs on the other side and who is on the undercard. If, in fact, Hillary Clinton is the nominee, she's the presumptive nominee anyway for the Democrats. But she still hasn't even said she's running. It would be a shocker if she didn't. She's got a book coming out in June. There are people already gathering lots of money for Hillary Clinton. There's lots of conversation about it already. I doubt that she would not run unless some unforeseen thing were to happen. It's very, very doubtful. By the way, Fox did a news poll. The majority think Obama and Clinton are being very deceitful on Benghazi. Would that surprise you to learn that? Some of the specifics include this. The reason is most think that they were being duped. They think Republicans are being political in their investigation rather than trying to get to the truth, and that also is buggy. The poll was conducted jointly by Republican and Democratic polling firms. 54% said they believe the administration's been lying on Benghazi. 50% believe Clinton was. 51% say they believe the administration lied to improve President Obama's re-election chances. The attack on that embassy on September 11, 2012, less than 2 months before the election, that was seen as neck and neck between Obama and Republican Mitt Romney, bring up a cascade of other questions relating to the timing, the talking points, the emails that have come out. And even though there's the evidence the attacks were terrorist-related, the administration kept pushing a crazy storyline that they were the outgrowth of the spontaneous protest over the anti-Muslim non-film film, the YouTube video that was produced in the United States. By the way, the Democrats polled 25% believe the administration lied about the attacks. That's a pretty high number. And 23% believe the purpose was to help Obama's re-election. So John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, has appointed a select committee to investigate Benghazi after the email that wasn't released before from a White House staffer emerged on April 29th from the White House Deputy National Security Advisor, a guy named Ben Rhodes, who urged the UN ambassador at the time, Susan Rice, to blame the whole video thing on Sunday show appearances, even though the CIA talking points don't mention it as the cause. They told her to say that anyway. But is it politically motivated? Is there an agenda here? And of course there was an agenda at work here. We don't even have to look at a poll to know that. That's what it is. There is a political agenda. So, once again, will we truly, truly get to the bottom of Benghazi? I don't think so. And it will be something that is brought up in debates somewhere. Somewhere along the trail, it'll come up, a town hall, whatever it is. But I don't know that the focus, because so many years later, is going to be, the light is not going to be that bright. So I don't think that this is going to be the gotcha moment, in other words. I don't think so. And finally, I wanted to make sure that I mentioned this as a follow-up. And this follow-up is, you know, pretty interesting. We go from Benghazi to this story about these kidnapped girls and what's really happening in Nigeria with Boko Haram and the attention they're getting and fanning the flames for, because I think they really enjoy that attention. And is it hurting or harming the girls who have already been converted to Islam and just seem to be awaiting what's ever happening next and not even knowing where they are? But because the story exploded, Boko Haram got extra coverage from everywhere, from Europe, the United States, and other parts off of our shores. do they come back? And do they make that prisoner exchange, which is so crazy? In case you didn't hear it, the latest is, we'll do a prisoner for a girl. Do they do it? Oh, they can't do it with some of the people that are locked up, some of the thugs that are locked up. No way. So they're going to have to find a way around it. But what is that path? Drones overhead, special forces, people who are good at finding the needle in a haystack are all trying to find those girls. Will they find them or will they be stopped in their tracks? So far, it is not looking great. It's not looking good. And I hope they find them. I mean, this is an erratic terror group. Make no mistake about it. They're an offshoot, is maybe the best way to say it, of Al-Qaeda. An offshoot. And once they decide what they're going to do, I think they're going to act quickly. So this is probably going to get worse before it gets better. And maybe the attention has hurt because it's so out there that everywhere they turn, there's something being written or talked about as far as Boko Haram is concerned. So it's not good for the fate of those Nigerian girls. Israel is involved in trying to help find the kidnapped girls. They're very good at this sort of thing. They offered to help, and they've jumped in. They've jumped in to do whatever it is they decide they can help with. You know, Boko Haram is loosely translated as Western education is forbidden. That's frightening, isn't it? And remember, these girls were kidnapped from their dormitory on April 14th, and they're threatening to sell them. Ugh. Stay with us. We're kicking it to the other side.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Yes, this guy has a personality and an opinion, so he's perfect for America Tonight. Chris Salcido is the host of the Chris Salcido Show. It's on Glenn Beck's Blaze Radio Network every Saturday. Here's a cool thing, too. He is also the executive director of the Conservative Hispanic Society, and check this out. He likes to really let that opinion seep in out there, so he's a contributor to the DailySurge.com. And he has written a book, a novel, Liberty Rises. Chris, it already ate up almost this whole interview doing your resume, but I thought I'd do you a solid.
Hey, Shay, appreciate that. I love all the plugs, man. People will have no problem finding me anyway.
There you go. We want them to be able to find you. All right, here's a great question for you, because a lot of times people assume minorities are lefties, they are Democrats, they cannot really be conservative, but that's not true.
No, that's not true at all. And as a matter of fact, that's why my show exists. It's what I've kind of dedicated myself to. If I had a dollar for every time I've had people calling, either call into my show or write me saying, man, I thought I was the only one, you know, Latinos. And it's basically, no, man, you're not alone, you're not out there. As a matter of fact, there's a diverse opinion in the Latino community. It's funny you should ask me about that right off the bat, because today I was checking out this group. The GOP has this group called Latino Voices on its radar screen, and it dubs itself as a nonpartisan group. It's headed by Eva Longoria. And I actually made an inquiry as the executive director of the Conservative Hispanic Society, saying, hey, do you guys back all candidates? And they told me on Twitter, if anybody wants to check out my Twitter page, you can see their response. Basically, they look at conservatism, or actually the GOP, as being not conducive to being a Latino, which I said, well, okay, that's more. I guess it answers my question, is whether or not they're bipartisan or not.
Yeah, but why is that not conducive? I don't understand that.
Well, I don't understand it either. And basically what this is, it's something I've been writing about kind of extensively. Another guy that I interviewed on my program actually wrote a book about it. It's called Ideological Bigotry. It's the left wing has swapped out the chains of racial bigotry and they put in ideological bigotry, trying to pigeonhole minorities into staying into one ideological belief, and they come down very, very hard on those who don't toe that liberal line.
Yeah, wow, that's crazy. All right, so we know you're chatting and talking about it all. I got to ask you this. There's a lot of things to talk about. And I saw something you wrote about this, actually, and I laughed my head off. What's the deal with Boko Haram and the First Lady tweeting out about it? What is the deal with that? I don't understand.
You know what really ticked me off about this? Because I don't have a problem with the First Lady getting on Twitter and joining the millions of people out there who find meaning in their lives by jumping on Twitter. You know, what I took exception to was the media fawning that she actually made a difference. Oh, she's making such a difference. You know, the minute I started talking about it on my show and on Facebook and Twitter, and the liberals came down on me like a ton of bricks. One guy saying, well, you know, she reaches 5.4 million people all over the world in one tweet. And I said, well, how reassuring is that? Now 5.4 million people here in the U.S. and all over the world know the best her husband can do in the face of international terror is a Twitter campaign. How wonderful. I'm not upset with the First Lady for you know, wanting to be a part of a group or part of the collective. Hey, she's a left winger. That's what they're all about, right?
Right.
But this whole idea that it makes a difference, a huge difference in raising awareness, it may raise awareness, but it does nothing to get those girls home.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, what about doing that instead of just saying bring them back, do something, whatever? In fact, there's also a theory, Chris, that sometimes when you give groups like that one, which they are nasty, if you look at the background of Boko Haram. And there is the thought that, okay, now they're getting their 15 minutes. Who knows what they can do with that, because they are feeding off that frenzy.
Oh, sure, absolutely. You know, Boko Haram is the illiterate cousin of Al-Qaeda.
Yep.
And, oh, by the way, since we know that this is a terrorist group and they just abducted over 200 girls, can we go ahead and dispel that 2012 presidential campaign myth from President Obama that, you know, GM is alive. Oh, by the way, GM's back in bankruptcy court. And bin Laden and, by extension, Al-Qaeda is dead. It looks like Al-Qaeda is resurgent and on the move and growing, and so is their illiterate cousin, Boko Haram, because of President Obama's lead from behind, light footprint foreign policy. Let's just abandon this whole idea from 2012 that Mr. Obama's been effective at all in waging the war on terror. That's out the window. So I guess we can thank the First Lady for this tweet. But you know, it's not just her, because this has been the entire MO for the entire administration. I was talking with a producer friend of mine today, and I said, can you remember Ronald Reagan back when he was president jumping on an Atari and playing Pac-Man? Because that, you know, that was all the rage back then when he was president, remember? And no, I can't remember Ronald Reagan doing that. But here we have an administration that takes selfies. Mr. Obama takes selfies of himself at Nelson Mandela's funeral and tweets it out. He takes selfies of he and Joe Biden. The State Department spokesperson, in response to Vladimir Putin sending tanks and troops and airplanes into Ukraine and annexing Crimea, the State Department spokesperson tweets out, just like Mrs. Obama did, a hashtag, United with Ukraine. I interviewed Ambassador Bolton and asked him for his response on this, Kate, and his response was classic Bolton. He said, you know, I love children. I just don't think they should be in charge of foreign policy.
That is classic. You're right about that. Yeah. I've spent some time with him as well. When the Republicans gearing up for midterm elections already, obviously, we've been talking about that. What do you think happens here? You think the Senate's going to flip and it's going to go Republican if you look at the seats? Or do you think we're going to stay kind of the same as far as what the balance is?
I never underestimate the GOP's ability to snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory, but if you're looking at all the polls right now, things look, you know, pretty good for the GOP. I want to meet the Republican who is going to show up in his race against or her race with the Democrat who's talking about this war on women, and hits them upside of the head and says, you know what, this Democrat doesn't know what they're talking about. You want to see a war on women? Hello, Boko Haram, kidnapping them and forcing them to convert to Islam. That's a real war on women. I think Democrats need a little perspective on what a real war on women looks like.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you there. Hillary Clinton and the whole Karl Rove thing, you know, by the time we get down to it, who cares, I think, honestly. I think it's kind of funny. I laugh like you. Because by the time we get back down to this election in 2016, I think she's absolutely going to be the Democratic nominee unless something unforeseen happens, like a health issue, right?
Well, right. That's a possibility. Or, you know what, Kate, we all thought she was the heir apparent to the Democrat mantle back in 08. But something shiny and well-spoken and young and totally lacking of substance was enough to kick Hillary Clinton off the ticket, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't underestimate the possibility of that happening again. And, you know, my friends over at PJ Media visited George Washington University and asked all these kids, hey, what do you think about a Hillary run for president? Oh, I think it's fantastic. First woman this. It'd be so symbolic and symbolic this, and she's fantastic. Well, can you name one accomplishment that she did as her tenure of Secretary of State, and these kids froze? One actually thing? Well, I think Benghazi was an accomplishment. She goes, you think so? You think Benghazi was her greatest accomplishment? He goes, well, yes, you need to have failure as part of any accomplishment.
Wow.
I don't know what that means. But that's what he said.
Wow, that's crazy, isn't it? All right, so for the Republicans, what do you think? I mean, it's Rand Paul's really emerging, the senator from Kentucky, and he's got the whole libertarian bent mixed with conservative, you know, I've found a other core younger audience kind of thing. It looks like there's a push from a couple of different people. The bench is pretty deep, but who is the most attractive person to you right now?
I haven't found that individual yet. With apologies to all the folks you mentioned, like, you know, the Rand Pauls or the Ted Cruzes of the world, or even Marco Rubio, whom I think we've all forgiven him for trusting the wrong people in that immigration kerfuffle.
Right.
But you know what? I don't know that from the ranks of Congress we want to draw our next occupant of the Oval Office. I want to go with somebody with a proven track record, and experience. Maybe Governor Scott Walker up in Wisconsin. He has a lot. He has done wonders up there in the liberal state, and turn that state around. He can make the case. I like him certainly more than I do a Chris Christie or a Jeb Bush. I think those would be complete disasters for the Republican Party. But I like to see somebody with some executive experience get in there.
Yep.
We need it.
Yep, I agree with you. It's been a lot of fun. Chris Salcido, thank you so much for coming on.
It has been my pleasure. You call, I'll be back.
I'll call, I promise you. Thanks, Chris.
All right, Kate, talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary.
Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
Once again, it's an avalanche of mail. A lot of people weighing in on this whole Karl Rove, Hillary Clinton thing that, you know, what Karl Rove is thinking and then pulling it back and all that kind of stuff. I don't think it's funny because some people thought it would have a big effect perhaps on the election, and things like that are not going to have an effect on the election. No way, no how. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
As we check the mail, this one comes to us from Jake, who says, Kate, I had to laugh out loud with all this Karl Rove, Hillary Clinton stuff about her health, and did she have brain damage, and then him saying, I did not say she had brain damage, and then Bill Clinton really taking a big swing at Karl Rove, basically calling him an idiot, Well, you know, so what do you think, Kate? Well, it's what I was talking about on the air the other night. This is just kind of fun. It's just, it's like TMZ gossip nuggets, only political style. And this is sniping back and forth. And Rove trying to take a chunk out of her, I guess thinking maybe this will help the GOP cause. But I don't think it really does anything. She's got to release her health records. Anyhow, it does make for, I mean, it just does make you laugh. And listen, a lot of people were questioning because there was naturally a shroud of secrecy as to how long she was in the hospital. We were on the air talking about it. Well, what's the deal with Hillary Clinton? Something's wrong. They're not saying. And part of that was during that whole Benghazi thing. So she wasn't up on the Hill. They wanted to talk to Hillary, but she couldn't go. Something was going on with her. So it blew it up even bigger at the time, if you remember. We were all questioning that because it was so odd. There wasn't any specifics. She fell. She had a concussion. She wasn't feeling well. This is now what's being said and finally was said, but not in the beginning. Not in the beginning. They took a page out of the Obama administration's playbook. We are very transparent, except when we don't feel like being transparent. You know, it's really strange. I'll throw this in before we go to the next email. The Hillary Clinton's got a new book coming out. And it's I don't know, a month away from, it's a month away from coming out in wide release, I guess. And the new memoir is in it. It talks that about the fact that she got more right than wrong as the Secretary of State. The book is called Hard Choices. So it comes out June 10th, and it's the whole framework for, you know, really what she's trying to do, I think, to boost her image for the whole run for the White House in 2016. I mean, without a doubt, without a doubt. So this will be, this might be an interesting book to read, but I don't know that you're going to go buy it. I think some of you will just wait and maybe grab it from the library. All right, so let's move on to another one. This one from Joe, who says Marco Rubio should not run for president. I don't really have anything against Marco Rubio. I just don't think he's a good candidate. And what a mistake that would be to run him, because I don't think that he would win and beat whoever the Democratic candidate is, which is probably Hill, although we don't know that for sure yet. So, Rubio, stay in Florida. Do us a favor and don't try to muddy the waters. Yeah, you know, it's too early to say you're muddying the waters, but we saw what happened before. I always call it the beauty pageant of the GOP, where there was one debate after another debate. It was kind of cool to watch it. In fact, it was interesting, so interesting that a ton of Democrats were watching it with bated breath. It was must-see TV, so the networks benefited. They got high ratings, but it didn't help the Republicans because there were too many of them. And then you've got everybody attacking each other. Really, do you need to have that much going on, like we're feeding the sharks and just giving up the ammunition? And that's what it felt like to me anyway. All right, this one comes to us from Carol, who says, Kate Delaney, I love your show. I love America Tonight. I've been telling all my pals about it. You talked about the drones flying over Nigeria hunting for those girls. Do you think they're really going to find those girls? I think that Haram group is just playing with us. And sadly, I think some of those girls are not going to come back whole. Well, I hope that prediction isn't true. I think they are just playing with the world because now they've gotten all this media attention and they are eating it up with a spoon. They got to figure out all the things they want. They want the release of some of the most horrific people that you can imagine who have done heinous things from their group. They want tit for tat. Okay, so if we have 300 girls, we want 300 of the prisoners released, and if you do that, President of Nigeria, you will get all your girls back. That is some bad business. How is this all going to end? I mean, how's it all going to end? I say search for them however you can search for them, though. For the drones, just use the drones. Use every means possible now that all eyes are on this. Let's let them use their 15 minutes and then punch them in the face by getting all these girls back and not giving them anything in return. But what you have to think is this group's not going away. Al-Qaeda's not going away. There's always going to be somebody else that bubbles back up. Here's one from Skip. Kate, first time that I've emailed the show, but I've listened to you for a very long time in some other places, too. I live in New Jersey, and I've been listening to some of the stuff about the three dreaded letters, which, by the way, I think is hilarious that you call the IRS that. And the idea of now they have $100 million worth of furniture. It's just so outrageous that it is laughable. How could the group that goes after everybody for anything they do, any violation that they think of tax code, how can they spend all that money on all these different offices? It's just mind-boggling is what it is, don't you think? I do think it's mind-boggling. And I actually know some people who work for the IRS who are really good people. So good, in fact, when they could draw two salaries because you can retire, you get your whole pension and all that stuff, and then you can still work, they can re-rack you, and you can get money that way. They won't even do that because they think they're double dipping. But, which you would be double dipping. But the offices, I mean, how bad off are the offices? I'm not saying they shouldn't get furniture if they need furniture, but it seems rather high to me. Or we just have that many bloody offices and that many employees, and that's scary in itself because that's the problem of giant government. How many people do you need? How many people do you need to go after people for their taxes? And the answer is, well, yeah, we do have a lot of people in this country, but yeah, this is a subject for another time. But the flat tax, the fair tax, boy, I'll tell you what, I am all for that, baby. I've got to tell you that. Absolutely. Okay, here's one. We are really pinging and ponging, by the way, all over the place. This is one from Sam, who says, Kate, this whole Benghazi thing, there is something sinister about it. Why not just tell the truth, find out what happened, and that's it. So they screwed up. They didn't have their back. They could have gone in, whatever it is, let's just spill the beans, get it all out there. But that would be too easy. Instead, you realize we are spending our money on this investigation over and over again. 13 committees and down the line. How many millions do we spend before we get back to the same place? Yeah, well, that is ultimately one of the problems. I agree. Why do we have to waste all the taxpayer money? But if we don't keep our foot, if they don't keep their foot on the gas, then they're never going to find out the bottom line in Benghazi. And let's hope that that's what happens. You know, the House Minority Leader, Nancy Pelosi, has been asked to be part of that panel, the bipartisan panel, and she hasn't decided. She said she's not going to decide on that kind of thing. They're talking about what's happening after the John Boehner meeting, and I tell you, it's not going away. It's not. And I think the best thing would be that we get to the bottom of it. I mean, I'll say it again. Benghazi, we've been talking about this since September 12, 2012. You know, the ambassador's family, Chris Stevens, the three others, Americans dead, they deserve to know the most information, the best information they can as to what happened and things that happened there, you know, personally. All right, one last one. Here, this one comes to us from Jim. And Jim says, Kate. He really said that. Kate. And Jim goes on to say that he hopes that the Republicans can put up somebody decent to beat Hillary Clinton. He said, you know, I don't hate her with a terrible venom for anything to do with the Clintons and the Bushes and the same old people and all that. I just don't think she'd make a great president. My criteria for president is somebody who can lead and actually get things done. I'm tired of the same old, and I hate to say this, but Hillary Clinton would be that person, except for that she would be the first woman. Is that really who we want as the first female president? All right, if you have any thoughts, you can definitely share them with us any time of day. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in. Just like that, my friends.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.